Okay, so David, as we celebrate your presence here with us, Baruch Hashem. So the Rambam took issue in the Tshuva with what? The Rambam was upset about the girsa of... Exactly, he says, no, it should be not Malami Torah L'mo Yisrael, that that's our responsibility. What we should really be thanking Hashem for is that as an expression of love, and he gave us the Torah, you know, and there the Rambam quotes, you know, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov. He's alluding, of course, to which Gemara, Akiva? Oh, by quoting Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov, what's that? He's alluding to the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nuntes, right? Morasha Lanu v'lo lahem, right? That the fact that the Torah is our unique heritage, right? So that's what he's alluding to by, you know, talking about the idea. Achba v'aso osanu hivdilanu minagayim v'nasan lanu Torah's emes. So we should be celebrating and thanking Hashem for being the nosein haTorah. And, you know, then the ball is in our court in carpe diem. It's our responsibility to, you know, go out there. And as Noam, you just said correctly, you know, the Rambam in his, you know, beautiful iteration of the Gemara in Yoma will say, but unlike the Keser Kahuna and the Keser Malchus, which are really, you know, Hashem bestows them. He bestowed it on Aaron and Aaron's children, bestowed it on David and David's children. You know, Keser Torah really is out there for all of us to seize. And the Rambam, you know, is giving voice to that in the Tshuva. You saw also the Ramban in this week's Parsha. Again, the beautiful Ramban, as Hashem Hemarta Hayom, Hashem Hemircha Hayom. Ezra, how did the Ramban define that very difficult word, Hemarta? Rashi says about that word, lo matzasi lo eid b'mikra. We're not really sure what it means. But how did the Ramban define that term? Hemarta hemircha? So he defines it, milasho and Levi? Right, romamo sukdula. That you have elevated a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's hard to even say that. By fully accepting the Torah, as he says, Beferusha, Bediktukeha, Uvechidusheha, and Hashem elevated you by giving you the opportunity to do so. He didn't give that to any other nation. So again, that's a Nosein HaTorah theme. And he quotes the Pasuk, of course, from Tehillim, Kuf Mem Zayin. Avi, which Pasuk? It's not an accident that he quotes this Pasuk. Excellent. Magid Rav Yaakov, Chukav, Mishpatav Yisrael. Lo asa chen l'chol goy mishpatim bal yedaum hallelujah. That is the other pasuk besides Torah Tzivlan Moshe. So the Rambam chose the Sanhedrin Nuntas. That pasuk is cited. Anybody know by which Gemara? As generating an iser limsor divrei Torah la'akum. Aser limsor either divrei Torah or sisrei Torah. According to another Nusach, I always say that there's no way I could violate that law because I don't know any of the Sisrei HaTorah. But Asur Limsor Divrei Torah La'akum, that's a Gemara Masech Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. And it quotes, how do you know that there is such an Isser? Magid Rav Yaakov Chukav Mishpatav Yisrael. So the Rambam and the Ramban hit both of the Sugyas and Shas that deal with the idea that there's some kind of an Isser, either of Mesiras HaTorah on our end, or Limud HaTorah on their end, in terms of Akum and Divrei Torah. So these are certainly expressions of the idea that Hashem is the Nosein HaTorah, and we should be celebrating that and not taking it for granted, because Eitan, of course, he barred all of the other nations from doing that, except B'Sheva Mitzvos did who, as we remember fondly from last year, way back when we were in room 15, only seven numbers away. Okay, now the Gemara in Megillah makes it a little bit more complicated, because the Gemara in Megillah says, Maybe there are two dinim. Okay. Now, Shimi, what? How did the Gemara and Megillah make that claim? That maybe it's not really either Melamed Torah Le'amo Yisrael only or Nosein HaTorah, but how do you see that Gemara and Megillah and maybe voicing the idea that there are two dinim? In Megillah, you can always have multiple voices, you know, because of Chavivus HaMitzvah.
Saying that by most don't he will give us divine assistance. Okay. But by Torah specifically, he gives no divine assistance. We have to do it all by ourselves.
Okay, so that's the first level of the Gemara. The Gemara says, for sure, Masa umatan is siyatum in Shmaya. But in terms of Divrei Torah, it's a Yagato Matsasa Tamein world, except Yenison. Ah, oh, right. So when it comes to Ukmegirsa, when it comes to remembering your Limud, there you need Hashem's help. Hashem is the Lam Bitar Lama Yisrael. So it could be, if you're thinking about the actual topic of the second bracha, if you believe that it is its independent bracha, like the Rif and like the Rambam, you know, unlike Rabbeinu Tam. So, what would you be chosim there? Is that bracha more focused on lechidudei or leukmegirsa? Really?
The harav, no.
It sounds to me a little bit more like lechidudei, right? Yodei shemecha. We should really like understand it very well. Maybe we could like penetrate to depth. So, I don't see anything there that we should like, you know, remember all our Torah learning. It sounds a lot more like lechidudei shemaitza, but Yenison wants to debate the point, by all means.
It's not about Divrei Torah. I mean, Divrei Torah seems more... Divrei Torah seems more... Also, it sounds more like...
Yodei Shemecha... Yodei Shemecha sounds a lot less like retention to me than it means like understanding things very deeply, but, you know, I can't prove it. I'll accept the quibble here. It's okay. You wouldn't be doing that, as I pointed out before. Okay, so, you know, probably like the... Oh, Akiva, go ahead.
Just in terms of Lichidudei,
yeah.
Isn't the best way to have Divrei Torah
that he doesn't feel sharp in our Torah? Yeah, obviously the Gemara recognizes there's some dynamic interplay between the two, because, you know, it has happened before that when you do Chazara, you actually realize new things too. Yeah, so, right, for sure. Okay, so probably the most dramatic formulation, we have this idea of, you know, us having to get out there and seize it, as I alluded to, is the Rambam. Right? It's a Muchan ve'omedu munach. You saw that in Perek Gimel. That's where the Rambam deals with the Keser HaTorah. But probably the most dramatic formulation in the opposite direction of the, you know, the overwhelming role of Siyata Deshmaya at the highest levels of Talmud Torah is the Ramban. Eitan, what am I alluding to here? What does the Ramban say? This is in the context of the Zakin Mamre sector.
That we were given Torah to, and we should always listen to the Beis HaGadol so that we can maintain the Torah as like unified.
Outstanding, right? Because we don't want a schism or a schism. And that's why the Zakin Mamre, you know, is treated so harshly. Mamtina lo ad haregel. It's a different din of Hachraza than Edim Zomin and then Ben Sora or Mora or the Mesis, right? That his Hachraza is actually everybody has to be physically present, you know, and it's Alpiyam below Alpik Savam, right? You can't send out the messages are not enough. But the Ramban here at the end, I was driving at something. Levi, what does the Ramban say at the end here? That the reason that you should be very confident in this, you might say, I was trying to convince one of my congregants to sign a Shtar Chatzi Zachar instead of doing the straight laws of Torah Yerusha so as to prevent a calamity in his family. I guess the last week's Parsha issue. And he said, but wouldn't I be violating the will of the Torah? So I explained that the will of the Torah is explained to us by the rabbis. And, you know, there's a thousand-year precedent in terms of, you know, using the Shtar Chatzi Zachar and other mechanisms to avoid the Isser of the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Yud of Le'olam Al Yeshana Adam Levein Ben Abanim of creating friction and Machlokas. And he talks about Yaakov giving Yosef the Ksonis Pasim as being responsible for Shibud Mitzrayim there in that Gemara. So he says to me, but wait a second, wouldn't I be violating the will of the Torah if I gave my Bechor the same as the other children, right? Kiesa Bechor Ben Asnua Yakir La Seslo Pishnayim Mechol Asher. So I explained to him, you know, the idea of Torah Shebal Peh, and I did my best. I'm still not sure exactly how, you know, this is all going to fall out, but, you know, we tried to explain based on this Ramban. So Levi, what does the Ramban say at the end here? Why should we be confident that the rabbis and, you know, the greatest of the Lom Dei Torah and the Chachmei HaMesorah aren't leading us astray?
Jimmy?
Hashem will protect them from making any Yeah, siyata dishmaya, Hashem. Okay, I did. Then I didn't pick up on that at all. But you might be right. But I just that is my misunderstanding. The idea is that there's an aspect here of lo yazov es chasidav that Hashem will give the proper interpretation of the Torah to the chachmei hamasora, the Beis Din Hagadol, and so on. This zaken mamre isn't just doing the wrong thing by arguing with them, but that he's probably doing the wrong thing in a more objective sense. So here again, you get the Malame Torah, if not La'amo Yisrael, then certainly L'chachme Yisrael dimension here. So again, the point of this final part of our Shir Psicha is to say that, you know, we don't have to really choose between the two Girsos of the Rambam in both the Mishnah Torah and the Tshuva. They both are true, and they're both reflecting, you know, what I call two dinim in our relationship between Hashem as the Nosein HaTorah and Hashem also as the Melamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. One final point, you guys all took note of the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis, which, just one second, Yehuda. So like the Gemara is a little strange in one sense. This is the classic Gemara about what the din of Chinuch is and when the din of Chinuch starts, and you can't really talk about Katan, you know, Shegia L'Chinuch in a global way. You have to, again, according to this Gemara, you have to look at it more in particular mitzvahs, right? When is, anybody remember, let's say, Sukkot is coming up. So when is Katan Chayav in Sukkah?
Derabanan?
That's Dalad Midim. What's that?
Enotzar
Chli'imo, exactly. So, you know, Enotzar Chli'imo, that's like 35 nowadays. anyway, the point is, you know, it's differentiated based on the mitzvahs. This is a little interesting thing. So Ezra, it says that when a child is able to start speaking, so that's when the obligation of chinuch in terms of Talmud Torah begins. And you would think that the first pasuk you teach a child is, you know, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And you'd be pretty close if you said that, but also kind of far away at the same time. Right. So second and like first sometimes can be really close. Like, let's say, like, you're competing for something and the top two applicants, like, you know, they get in, so then it doesn't really matter. And sometimes it could be, like, really far away. What's that? There you go. Okay.
One is the loneliest number.
These are all very helpful aphorisms. So, anyway, so what's a little surprising about the Gemara, Noam, since you so pithily put that? That Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov actually comes before that. That the first pasuk you ever teach a Jewish child is Torah Tzivalanu Moshe and then Shema. So why would that be? So it could be based on the Rambam, as we said in Perek Gimel, Vilchos Talmud Torah, that the first pasuk you teach a child is the idea that, oh, by the way, the Keser Torah is Munach Umuchan Ve'omed Kol Misharotza Yavo V'yitol. The first idea in Torah that you tell a Jewish child is that you can learn Kol HaTorah Kula. You can do all of this. That would be a really nice idea. The other possibility, I think, in the Gemara is that Shema Yisrael, of course, is important because that's Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. So let's say you say, but maybe there's another way to do Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Maybe Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, just give me 60 seconds, sorry to go over, right, based on the Ramban in HaShem Hemarta Hayom, is how exactly do we best demonstrate our commitment to Malchus Shemayim? How can we even elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just accept his yoke, but even to raise him up, as it were, by celebrating the fact that we are the bearers of Torah, right? As Hashem, Hemarta Hayom, the Ramban says, right, Gidaltim V'Ramamtim Oso, right, through Kabbalah Satorah, right, B'Tikluka, B'Perusha, V'Chidusha, so by celebrating our unique connection to Torah, that also might be a Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. It might even be one that transcends Shema Yisrael. So that is something to think about as well. So again, be that as it may, that brings the Shir Psicha to its conclusion. I don't think we ought to choose between Hashem as Nosein HaTorah and Hashem as Melame Torah L'Amo Yisrael. I guess one thing that I'd like you guys to consider as you move forward in all of your learning is something that the Rav said, and so really conclude, that he would feel the gentle hand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on his shoulder as he was learning, and to feel that sense of Hashras Hashchina, Filo Echad Yoshev Lomed Shechina Shruya Imo, to feel Hashem sort of guiding you along in your learning, I think is a very important part of an aspiration towards Tveikus, and so that Talmud Torah really does have that sense, and that sense of Hamalame Torah Lamo Yisrael, that even as you're responsible for striving, certainly the Chidude Shmaitza, that Hashem is guiding you along, putting his hand on your shoulder, if you like that image, or maybe, you know, giving you a gentle nudge in the back, pushing you deeper and deeper into the sugya, guiding you along the way. Ruach Hashem al Misharsav velo Yaazov es Chasidav. We'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with Hashkafah.